Some on Wall Street might call it a rout. We prefer to call it a sell-off. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 19th day of July. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Brand loyalty is critical to success, be it products or services. Today, we'll look at what vehicle brands consumers are ready to dump and the ones they really love. Walmart has got to pay up. It's about a termination gone wrong. Antivirus guru John McAfee was broke when he died. News out about GM and all-electric trucks. Nike is in a bind. We've got the Wall Street Report. And have you heard about Gorilla Internet Service? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and it is good to be back in the studio again after our trip to Kansas City on assignment for several days. We'll tell you more about that in the coming week. Well, today on Wall Street, it was the worst day for the Dow since last October, as investors focused on resurging COVID-19 cases that are now starting to cast doubts on the global economic recovery. Two issues are colliding. The first, of course, is COVID. And the second is, might the market be too hot for what we're facing? At any rate, the Dow sank today by 725 points. I'll have all the numbers for you in just a bit. All right, full disclosure, my hometown is Detroit. So anytime I see a car story come across the wire, we're going to share it with you. So now you know why we do it. Well, along with reporting the business news, you need to also know that we have an advertising and marketing agency, and we realize that perhaps more than most, brand loyalty is critical. It keeps customers coming back time after time, and those repeat customers are far easier and less costly to retain than going out and trying to find new consumers. So, when it comes to vehicles, who's not doing such a good job when it comes to customer retention? 24/7 Wall Street is reporting that the gold standard car research firm of J.D. Power conducts a study it calls its U.S. Automotive Brand Loyalty Study. The latest version is for 2020. The study is in its second year. It's a simple measure of whether people who own a car brand will buy the same brand when they trade it in. And a spoiler alert for you, the COVID-19 pandemic? Well, that has increased brand loyalty. The measurement that we're going to be looking at is called the loyalty rate. Now, among luxury brands, Jaguar is the brand people are most likely to dump. Its retention rate is an extremely low 20.7%. By contrast, at the other end of the spectrum is the Lexus. The Lexus has a number of 48%. Among mass market cars, the brand with the lowest customer loyalty rate is Fiat at 10.4%. Its sales here in the United States have plunged for years, and there's even questions about whether it will continue to be sold in the U.S., although it does have a good following in Europe. Meanwhile, at the other end of the spectrum is Subaru. The loyalty rate is a whopping 60.5%. So yeah, love is Subaru, and it doesn't hurt that their models are dog-tested and approved. Told you, we watch branding ads as well. The world's largest retailer must pay $125 million after losing a court case in Wisconsin. In the federal lawsuit, a jury sided with a sales associate who has Down syndrome and alleged that the company fired her because of her disability. CBS News is reporting that Marlo Spaeth worked for Walmart for about 16 years before she was fired from its Manitowoc store in 2015 due to excessive absenteeism. According to the lawsuit brought by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Spaeth's work schedule changed after Walmart implemented a new computerized system in 2014, which created significant difficulty for her. Spaeth's condition requires that she maintain a very rigid schedule of daily activities. Spaeth requested that she be allowed to resume her prior work schedule of noon to 4 p.m. because if she did not eat dinner at the same time every night, she'd get sick. Instead of returning her to her old schedule, Walmart fired her. According to the lawsuit, Walmart refused to rehire her when Spaeth requested it. Spokesperson Randy Hargrove said the retail giant was reviewing its legal options and said that Walmart does not tolerate discrimination of any kind and routinely accommodates thousands of employees each year. Well, the word is that when antivirus kingpin John McAfee died, he was broke. Business Insider is reporting that McAfee, who died last month after blowing millions on luxury mansions located around the world, was in serious personal financial trouble. All of this, according to a report in the Daily Mail. The British-American tycoon died by apparent suicide in a Spanish prison on June 23rd while awaiting extradition to the United States. Mark Ellington is a biographer who worked with McAfee on a book about his life, and he told the Mail that the tech mogul reportedly spent millions on luxury compounds in places like Belize, Colorado, Hawaii, Tennessee, and Texas. The author, who said he spoke to the tech mogul for countless hours about his finances, claimed McAfee had an obsession with buying and building houses. All right, gotta do it. How about some more car talk out of Detroit? General Motors has confirmed it will offer at least 3 large electric pickup trucks in the coming years as excitement about the segment continues to grow. CNBC is reporting the latest to be announced by the Detroit automaker is an electric full-size pickup for its GMC truck and SUV brand. It follows the GMC Hummer EV, which is expected to begin deliveries later this year, and the company confirmed that the all-electric Chevrolet Silverado will be out in April of next year. The electric pickups are part of GM's plan to release 30 new EVs globally by 2025, under a plan to invest $27 billion in electric and autonomous vehicles. By then, the company plans to sell at least 1 million EVs annually on its way to transitioning to be a fully electric automaker by 2035. Well, it looks like Nike is about to hit a supply chain wall. MarketWatch is reporting the company may soon run out of shoes made in Vietnam. Why? COVID-19. Yeah, another nod to the virus as major plants in Vietnam stopped recently as the virus spread through factories and communities. Data shows that nearly half of Nike's U.S. imports by sea during the fiscal second quarter were from Vietnam. Companies had begun to shift their manufacturing to that nation and other countries in recent months due to issues like tariffs and the pandemic, hoping to diversify their supply chain away from the dependence to China. However, according to reports, Nike has been turning back to China, with imports from the region up by nearly 55% in the second quarter. U.S. stocks sank today, with the Dow logging its worst day since October of last year. Conventional wisdom suggests it's concerned about the new COVID-19 variant infections, which could and will hinder global economic recovery. But something else may be in play. The markets may be going through a phase where valuations come back into check, and that could present new opportunities for those who want to buy on the dip. Today, the Dow fell by 725 points to end the trade at 33,962, while the Nasdaq cratered by 152 points to finish at 14,275, and the S&P 500 was off by 68 points to end the day's trade at 4,258. Meanwhile, investors took shelter in government bonds and distanced from oil as OPEC Plus has agreed to raise production. And finally, there is this. You know, for many, the pandemic has made it clear that we can't live without the internet. Yet 1 million New York City residents still lack broadband access. Locals there say they're fed up with mainstream providers that offer a take-it-or-leave-it pricing for spotty service. In less than affluent parts of the city, that's all they get. So, more residents are turning to guerrilla Wi-Fi providers, such as community networks and nonprofits that aim to bring inexpensive and reliable internet connection to the city. So, if it could happen there, might it happen elsewhere? All right, that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for listening in on the business news headlines for today. For all of us that put this together each and every weekday, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.